Cardiff, Danny speaking.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
All right. Is this Cardiff?
Yeah, is this Cardiff?
Yes, that's who this is?
Yeah, the Bank of Cardiff.
The Bank of Cardiff.
I'll spell it for you. It's C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like Frank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a bank.
Yeah. Who's calling?
Okay, this is Ray at Ace. You called and left a phone number for me to call you back.
Yeah. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
All right.
Good, at Ace Breaking?
Yeah.
Right, and I was calling about some offers we did send out to the business. It was based on that financing you did with First Community in the past. And, we had the business pre-approved for some equipment financing as well as working capital up to about $250,000. Just wanted to see what you had planned for the remainder of the year, you know, where you might need some financing.
Well, I mean, we're always looking for that, man. We got a white board we're trying to get now for.
Oh, okay.
$130,000 for two lowboys. But I'm also looking at a wrecker in Texas right now.
Oh, right on. A wrecker. So for the lowboys, is there $130,000 for both of them or each one?
Both of them.
Both okay. Them. The lowboy. And I've heard that before, the term lowboy. Is that that's a truck, basically?
Just a trailer. Hauls heavy equipment.
Right. That's where I've seen it. They haul like loaders and dozers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And have you found do you have a quote available for that or?
Yeah, they were $65 a piece.
Okay.
And we've put $25,000 down on them already.
Oh, you already have it.
We've been leasing them.
Oh, you've been leasing them? Okay.
Uh-huh.
So you have $25,000 down on them already? Okay, so
yeah.
you already have, the lease has begun on them?
Yeah, we've leased them for a year, now we're trying to buy them.
Okay, and so right now what you're looking at, around $40,000 left on there?
No, there was $76,000 to start with.
Okay.
And we brought them down to $65,000 a piece.
Okay. That makes sense. A piece. All right. And so now you're looking to purchase them?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you already have the quotes and everything on them, definitely get that going for you. And now you also mentioned you're looking for a wrecker as well in Texas?
Yeah.
Okay. And is that a new or used wrecker?
It's used, but it's only got like 60,000 miles on.
Okay, that's not bad. Is that, you know, do those go up like trucks? I know, you know, those big semis, they usually are around, a million they can go up there? Is that typically what
this one here, if you had to replace it today, it would be $950,000. But right now, he only wants $300,000 for it.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah.
Why, is it dealing with the oil field, or why is it such a cheap price?
You know, I ain't sure, man, because you look at that sucker and it looks like it's brand new. I mean, it literally looks like it's got 60,000 miles on it.
Uh-huh.
But the unit, it's an older model truck, but it's an 09 model unit, wrecker bed.
Huh.
We've got two of them already that's like it, but we paid $650 for one and $700 for the other one.
Oh, no kidding. You think it's something with the oil field, maybe? Trying to liquidate their everything they had? Because I know they're still kind of struggling.
This guy told me he's getting him a brand new one.
Oh, wow.
So more power to you, buddy, because I buy used ones before I go out and pay $950,000 for a new one.
I know. And I tell you what, those things start adding up, especially, you know, in a couple years, that's not even worth that anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so now with that, so you have a quote available for that piece as well?
He was asking $330,000, but I'm thinking he'll take around $300,000 for it.
Around $300,000? Okay, perfect. So we can definitely, you know, get that going for you as well. And with this, so is this adding on, or are you replacing?
No, we're just adding on, man.
Okay, sounds like you're growing over there. You guys, you pick up some big jobs or bids this year?
Yeah, we got a couple little government contracts going on. We've expanded into seven. We're in seven counties in North and South Carolina now.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
North and South Carolina? That's it.
I mean, we've been through some bumps in the road, man. It ain't all been perfect, so.
Right. Well, as anybody, you know, any business. But you guys are still there. How long have you been in business over there for?
I started in 1989.
1989?
Yeah.
You've been around for a while. So you're an expert then?
I wouldn't say that, man.
How'd you get, you know, involved in the business?
My dad and they've been doing it in Orlando since 1972.
Mm-hmm.
I started with them, and then I was in North Carolina, so I just opened up my own and started here.
Oh, that's great. And you enjoy it so far?
Yeah, pretty good, man.
That's good. That's good. And
we hired some wrong people in the past. And
yeah.
I got a couple of tax issues, but other than that, we're coming out. It's doing okay.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's good to hear. And you're the 100% owner over there?
Yeah.
Okay. And with the tax issues, like, what do you have, you know, as far as that? Do you have you just get an extension this year?
She didn't pay some taxes before we called her what she was doing. She embezzled like $300,000 from me.
Oh,
she worked with us for 3.5 years, and she didn't pay some of the tax and people, and so we owe a little bit on that. And I may end up having to wait till I get out all this stuff to buy a new, you know, buy all the trucks. But
right. But do you have payments in place, like a plan?
Yeah. I'm paying $10,000 a month.
Okay, wow. That's pretty steep.
Yeah.
And how would you rate your credit over there, Ray? Is it good, bad, you know, somewhere in the middle?
My personal credit, I ain't checked in probably 5 years, man. But most of the stuff we buy is, you know, I buy it from and pay for it as we get it, or
mm-hmm.
It's been since 07, last time I financed anything.
Since 07, and why is that, just because you pay with cash, or did you just haven't tried?
Well, I haven't tried to buy anything else new because of all the situations, but
right.
We've been expanding a little bit as we can, and we're moving forward, man.
Right, no, it's good to hear, and especially, you know, with you looking to add on this piece, and I know, you know, your credit, we understand certain circumstances, but we do have credits. We have programs that work with credit tiers A to D, and, you know, I know it may be tough sometimes to not have that bargaining or consumer power, but, yeah, we definitely have programs. I'm sure we'll be able to find something for you. And have you looked, you know, into financing this piece? Or you just,
no, I haven't even started yet because just found it the other day. We've had the low boys now for a year this month.
Right.
And we've been leasing them. We've been paying $1,800 a month apiece plus two balloon payments, so $5,400 twice a year.
Okay.
So we've paid a considerable amount on them, but we're trying now just to get those two financed and then get the payments lowered also.
Right, kind of refinance. Okay, get them financed and then lower payments. Okay, and when are you looking, you know, to add on that wrecker? And then,
well, I wanted to fly out there. I was going to go this weekend to fly out there to Texas to look at it because I got other means to get it. It's just I wanted to get it on a lease with a buyout at the end or get it financed.
Right.
But it's,
and we actually have both. We offer both those types of programs.
How hard is it to get into the lease?
Not that hard at all. I mean, it's a real simple application process, you know, with us. And then it'd be some bank statements and your tax return. And then at least the quote or the estimated cost of the equipment. And, yeah, we can have you, you know, with an answer. I wouldn't say, you know, by the end of the day, but definitely by Monday.
Yeah.
Tuesday.
It's probably Monday before I could get one of the people to call you back to get you all that information.
Right. But what we can do, you know, if you have time today, we can definitely get the application in and the estimated cost. And I can get these underwriters, you know, working on this for you. So come next week when you get back in town, It'd just be a smooth transaction for you.
Let me just call you back Monday, man, or you call me back Monday.
Okay.
We'll talk again.
All right.
Friday. It's a bad day today, Friday.
Right. I understand that. Well, Ray, do you have an email? I could send you that info. You know, and then...
Yeah. It's Ace Wrecker.
Ace Wrecker.
Hold on a minute. It's got an underscore in there somewhere. Let me find out. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
What is that email? Ace Wrecker underscore, Ace Wrecker Inc. underscore. Ace Wrecker underscore Inc.
Okay.
At Gmail or Yahoo? At Yahoo.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and I'll tell you what, Ray. I'll go ahead and shoot that over to you about 15 minutes, and then I will touch base with you on Monday. And yeah, in the meantime, if you can get that all those documents together and send them over to me, I can get this going for you and get you an answer as soon as possible. And so you are going to check out that piece this weekend?
Yeah, Sunday.
On Sunday, okay. All right. Right, and I know, yes, you know, the sooner you get that stuff in, we'll be able to get this going for you. And then, yeah, if it all works out, it checks out on your end. Yeah, we can get it going.
All right, man, thank you.
All right, well, I'll follow up with you on Monday. And when is good, this time or later in the day?
Earlier in, for lunch.
For lunch, okay. And
yeah.
Is this the best number to reach you at, or?
Yeah.
All right, so it's 910-874.
Yep.
2547?
Yep.
All right. Okay, Ray. I'll give you a call Monday then. Have a good weekend.